Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like you're just drifting through life? Like you're reacting instead of truly living? I get it, trust me. It happens to the best of us. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a powerful tool that can help you break free from autopilot and actually see your own shit? I'm talking about self-reflection. Sounds pretty basic, right? Like something your high school English teacher would make you do for homework. But hear me out, because this isn't just about journaling in a dusty notebook, though. That can be helpful, too. Self-reflection is about taking a deep dive into who you are, what drives you, and where you want to go. It's like hitting the refresh button on your life, getting clear on your values, your goals, and those pesky little limiting beliefs holding you back. Today, we're diving headfirst into the power of self-reflection. We'll uncover 5 key takeaways that can supercharge your personal growth journey. First things first. Self-reflection isn't just for introverts or Zen masters. Anyone can benefit from it. Think of it as a superpower that helps you understand yourself better, make more intentional decisions, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. You know that feeling when you finally figure out why you keep making the same mistake? Boom, that's self-reflection at work. Number 2. It's not about beating yourself up. Self-reflection is all about being kind to yourself, acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses, and learning from your experiences, good or bad. Remember, growth comes from understanding where we've been, not dwelling on past mistakes. Third, embrace the uncomfortable. Sometimes self-reflection can bring up some tough emotions, fear, regret, even anger. But that's okay. Facing these feelings head-on is essential for genuine growth. Think of it like therapy for your soul. You're getting a chance to unpack those emotional suitcases and finally let go of what no longer serves you. Number 4. Make it a habit. Just like brushing your teeth, self-reflection needs to be a regular practice. Set aside a few minutes each day, even just 5 or 10, to check in with yourself. Ask yourself questions like, how am I feeling? What am I grateful for? Where can I improve? Consistency is key. And lastly, don't be afraid to experiment. Find what works best for you. Maybe it's journaling, meditating, talking to a trusted friend, or simply taking a walk in nature. There are endless ways to cultivate self-reflection. Just get creative and see what resonates with you. Speaking of real-world examples, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who decided to really commit to self-reflection after feeling stuck in a rut. She started journaling every morning, asking herself questions about her goals, her values, and what she truly wanted out of life. She even joined a meditation group to help calm her mind and gain clarity. Within a few months, Sarah had landed a new job that aligned with her passions, rediscovered old hobbies she'd abandoned, and felt more energized and fulfilled than ever before. Self-reflection wasn't just a passing fad for her, it was a game-changer. So, what's the takeaway? Self-reflection is like hitting the pause button on your life to gain perspective, make conscious choices, and truly understand who you are at your core. It's about being honest with yourself, embracing growth, and creating a life that feels authentic and meaningful. Ready to take action? Start small. Grab a notebook or journal, even just for 5 minutes a day. Ask yourself some tough questions. What am I grateful for? Where am I feeling stuck? What do I want to accomplish this week? Don't be afraid to get real with yourself. That's where the magic happens. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your reflections with a friend, join an online community, or simply keep coming back to The Balanced Stoic for more tools and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving for balance, clarity, and that inner peace we all crave.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.